The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. The center can be reached for dispute resolution and many other halachic services at 888-485-VAAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
Sukkah Daf Hei. The Gemara says an Amud Beis towards the bottom. Amar Avchonim kol ha-posuk hazeh, the posuk in Parshas Ekev. Eretz chitus sa'ira gefen te'ena v'rimoin eretz zeh shemenu dvash. Pasuk is darshan, the Gemara says, l'shi'urin nemer. Chitul l'bayis ha-menuga, sa'ira is etzem ki sa'ira. Each one of these fruits have halachic shi'urim that are totally in the size of that thing. The pasuk is gedarshan l'gabi shi'ur. A bit strange. The pasuk is coming to describe the prize products of Eretz Yisrael, and we're using that just as an emtsoi for different halachas, how big the shir achilas in a bayis hamenuga, how big the size of achilas matzah is. How is that a proper reading of the pasuk? This is a word that I'm fond of saying, which the same way the shiurim of the Torah is not the mitzvah itself. The mitzvah is achilas matzah. How big the size of a piece of matzah is not really the mitzvah of matzah. It's halacha in general in terms of facilitating how to be mekayim a mitzvah. It's not the mitzvah itself. Eretz Yisrael, the peiros of Eretz Yisrael, are not a means, are not an end by itself. They're a means towards an end. In order to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam in the optimal fashion, one has to be lechem lipiyo v'lizbem tuva. One has to have the physical kelim of Tahara and Kedusha in order to properly be able to absorb Kedusha and Tahara. One has to be purified. One's guf has to be a kli kibul in order to be mekabul chokhmas ha-teru. There's no ear. Ein avir ka-avir Eretz Yisrael. Ein peris ka-Eretz Yisrael. Ein karka ka-karka Eretz Yisrael. But the purpose of all these matonis is only to facilitate a person being a kli kibul, a proper kli kibul, to be mekabul teru mitzvahs. It's only a means towards an end. The shi'urim of mitzvahs are not the mitzvah themselves. They're a kli. How much matzah should I eat? It's not the mitzvah of matzah. It's the physical measurements to facilitate proper observance of the mitzvah. So it's really somewhat of a parallel. But still, the Gemara says, still Hamikra Zeh Oimid Darsheni, the Gemara says, and of course all the Shema Halachim Vashem, we've seen that cross Machta Balmo, the famous discussion, if a Machta Balmo means just a remez a Chazal found, or it means that this is the Rotzna Boire that's inherent in this Pasuk. Chazal were Misaken Takonis, and they found Remozim in Psukim, the Ritva says in Rosh Hashanah Daf Tezvav, which means they found in Psukim that this is an echo of what Ritzoni is Baruch is. Even if it's not Mamash Tzivui of Torah, it's only a Tzivui of Chazal, but they found an echo that this is Rotzna Hashem. Which is very much saying the reason what the Gemara says in Shabbos, why we say even on a Takon, the Amon HaShekim Dishon, and Tzoyz of Tzivonu, because Chazal, and Chazal Misak, and that becomes Rotzen HaBoyri. Rotzen HaBoyri is that we should be kind of mitzvah, we can say HaShekim Dishonu, v'mitzvahis of Tzivonu, the same thing, and Asmachta means that Chazal found a remez, they found a tzel, a shadow, an echo of Rotzen HaBoyri, of that in the Pasuk. So the Gemara says that the reason why, like Rashi says, Hapasuk medaber b'shvocha shal Eretz Yisrael, shafilu b'divrei Torah, even the halachas of Torah, tzichin l'shar, b'peresel yisurin sheba Torah. The different halachas in Torah are totally in Paris. Even the physical components of Eretz Yisrael, not only the mitzvah observance of Eretz Yisrael is on a higher level, but even the physical components of Eretz Yisrael have in them inherently the ability to connect to mitzvahs. The mitzvahs of the Torah are nimdat kefi. What's interesting is, if you think about it, it's a little bit hard to understand. What's the shvach of Eretz Yisrael? The shear of how much a person should eat in order to be mekayim matzah, or how much the shear would be chalil of a person ate chalib or nevelu or trefa, is not inherently the size of an olive. There's a certain size. The way to measure it is by taking an olive that grew in Eretz Yisrael, and by using that as a litmus test. You're using that as a marker of how big the shear is. For instance, what would be if one would live in a place where the olives are bigger, the olives are smaller? Would one measure with the local olives, or would one measure with the olive in Eretz Yisrael? Of course, one would measure with the olive in Eretz Yisrael. So maybe that itself is the shvach of Eretz Yisrael, that the shiurim of mitzvahs go kefi the standard fruit, but it's not really a din in the Peretz of Eretz Yisrael. The Peretz of Eretz Yisrael had to be a convenient marking system that Chazal found to give us the Shurim of Mitzvahs. What is there about the Shvach of Peretz Eretz Yisrael that's inherent in this din of Shi'urim being linked up to the Peretz of Eretz Yisrael? So this really leads us into a discussion of Shi'urim, what's the famous discussion that's called Nishtana Shi'urim. The Poskim bring Raya's, this is a famous discussion of the Tzlach and Psochem in Perikavi Psochem, the Chaznish, the famous discussion about the Shir Chaznish, not really Shir Chaznish, it's Shir Vakroinim, that wanted to understand that Bizman Azeh, the Peris have shrunk, and therefore the standard size of having a Kazayas, it has to be doubled, it has to be two Kazayas. This was a discussion back and forth for many years. There were different Minhagim and Klal Yisrael. The fascists, the many years that the Shurim stayed the same. But in any case, one could understand that the Shvach of Eretz Yisrael is that the standardized Shir is Hukva Kefi the Peretz. But again, the Shir L'chor is not totally in the Peretz. The interesting Chassam Sofer in a Tshuva in Arachan Kuf Pei Aleph, where he says that for many years he was bothered by a question. We see that from when Klal Yisrael came into Eretz Yisrael, and we find accounts later on, the Peretz were of tremendous size. If the Peretz were of tremendous size, how could you measure the shear of a Kezayis by measuring the Zayis of Eretz Yisrael? The Zayis of Eretz Yisrael was much bigger than the standard. So the Chassam Sofer suggests that if the Peris were that big, then the people were that big, like we see in the account of the Chet Meraglim, that the giants lived in Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael produced tremendous human beings. If that's true, that Eretz Yisrael produced tremendous human beings, so then the Shir they'd be mechuyevin for mitzvahs matzah or any other mitzvah that includes Shirim of Achila would be much more, because for them that was standard. That was standardized eating size. The eating size of a giant olive, four and an olive will be bigger, and we'll measure that kefi the peretz of Eretz Yisrael. Interesting. As an aside, Rav Shamshon Falhirsch says in Pasha Shlach, says we don't find that when Klal Yisrael came into Eretz Yisrael after Chet Meraglim, the peretz was so huge the way they were in the account of Meraglim. Maybe they were somewhat bigger, like some sefer says. We don't find that they were. What happened? The peretz shrunk over 40 years from Chet Meraglim till when Klal Yisrael came in. He says a very powerful thought. He says that the seed of Eretz Yisrael is not that it produces big apples, big oranges, big grapes, like we have in the Pasuk. Eretz Yisrael produces greatness. When the Canaanim lived there, and physical strength and greatness was the litmus test of greatness, when they lived a physical existence, the greatness that Eretz Yisrael produced was a physical greatness. As soon as Klal Yisrael came in, and the ear became permeated with the Ruchnius of Klal Yisrael, Ruchnius became bigger. As you know, the Jews are the world's main shareholders in the world supply of the world stock of brains, and that's because we lived in Eretz Yisrael for many years. Of course, when one learns Torah, and after many generations of learning Torah, b'mesoros, even in later generations, we still have that mental acuity that we gained for many years of learning Torah. But the point is that when Klal Yisrael came into Eretz Yisrael, that which was produced was not greatness in apples and oranges, wasn't greatness in physical strength, it was greatness in Divrei Chochma, the greatness in Yira, greatness in mental facilities. However, the Chassam Sofer names are not that way. We see later on accounts also that the Peretz of Eretz Yisrael were prized for their size and for their qualities. So if the Peretz of Eretz Yisrael were bigger, so then one would measure, one would say that the mitzvahs of mitzvahs that were performed would have to be a bigger size. And the size of the olives that we're used to, kezayis, with the different shurim, is somewhat smaller. So again, exactly what is the shvach of Eretz Yisrael? On a deeper level, what seems to be true is that what the Chazal is defining, that the physical mitzvahs, which defines mitzvah observance, is the physical mitzvah which is expressed in Peretz Eretz Yisrael. There's all sorts of physical life. There's physical life. If one would be able to reproduce physical life on planet Mars, there would be different conditions than exist in Eretz Yisrael. There would be different conditions than exist elsewhere on planet Earth. the optimal physical life conditions that are, how do we say it, that are definitive in terms of living a halachically meaningful life, in terms of kiyum Torah mitzvahs, in terms of being mekayem ritzoni yisbarach, are the physical conditions of the Peiros of Eretz Yisrael, the physical conditions of Eretz Yisrael. So the Peiros of Eretz Yisrael are, in actuality, the keveh of halachic definition. The shvach of Eretz Yisrael is that is the optimal living condition for a human being who's trying to be mizdavik v'ritzoni yisbarach in this world. So therefore, being mekayem mitzvahs is totally in the physical mitzvahs of living in Eretz Yisrael. If kashteitach, that if a person would be living in a society where the olives would be smaller, not like we said before, it would seem, if one would be living in a society where the olives are smaller, then the mitzvahs would go down. One could argue that they're totally in Eretz Yisrael because that remains the optimal series of life conditions to facilitate kiyum halacha. One could hear not that way. There's a Chazanish discusses this about a shiur v'mikvah. The main problem of the tzlach in computing shiurim came from the fact that we know that the shiur v'mikvah is arboim so, which is a cubic measurement, and the Gemara in Pesachim, in the middle of Avim Pesachim, describes the shiur v'mikvah v'rochatz kol besoy v'mayim, that's totally in the height and width of a person. It's totally in 3 amas room, 3 amas by a width of 1 amah. Which is a measurement. It's not a cubic measure. It's not a measurement of volume. It's a measurement of space. And he says the tzlach has a long piece over there in Pesachim Daf Kuf Yud Aleph where he says that the two shiurim don't match up. The cubic measurements do not match up with the area measurements. And the Chazanish discusses that it could be that both of them are right. Both of them are a way of defining the reality of what a mikveh is supposed to look like. Because the Torah said that the physical reality of a mikveh, the proper building of a mikveh, what's called the Sermon of Mayim, is totally in that shear, mitzad the Tzura Tzahodo, but it's also totally in that amount of cubic space of Abayim So. So which one is it? It's both. So which one will be the more definitive one? Which one will be the exact measurement? The Chazanish says, Nosnu L'Chazal, the Koyach Tvim Achriya, which is the more accurate of the source of what the size of a mikveh should be defined as. The Tifa Nekuda. That the shear of any mitzvah in the Torah is totally in a certain physical reality, which Chazal are able to define what is the physical reality which will be the impetus for the size of that mitzvah. That's B'shukha Shel Eretz Yisrael. That the physical reality of Peiros Eretz Yisrael will create the halachic reality of being mekayem mitzvah properly. That means that the real reality, the ultimate reality, the reality which is closest to Dvar Hashem, is the reality of Peiros Eretz Yisrael. That's Shivcha Shel Eretz Yisrael. I might add that this type of idea with shiurim of something, which are totally in the physical reality, but they're also totally in some deeper idea, which might come with a number, might not reflect the physical reality, but it's based on what should be, is true even in Hilchos Sukkah. We have, we learned, we're going to discuss in Mitzvah Shem again on Dav Zayin, that the shear of a sukkah is Zayin Tvogum. Zayin al Zayin Tvogum. The Gemara says the reason for that is because that's how big a sukkah would have to be to include Roshe Viruboy of another Benini. So on the one hand, we have a shear that a sukkah has to be big enough for Roshe Viruboy of another Benini. On the other hand, we have a size. It's not a relative space, it's a size of Zayin al Zayin Tvogum. And in the next sugya, we're going to be talking about building a halachic wall of Zion, but not putting up a wall of Zion. Where the pashtus would be, that the size of the wall of Bechlal is not important. It's just, it happens to be that we know, Chazal made a cheshbon, that the size of a Rosh Ruba, of a person fitting his body into the sukkah, is Zion Tvachim, but not that Zion Tvachim is the size of a wall of the sukkah. It's just a way of being able to definitively measure what's the shear of Rosh Ruba. It would seem not that way from the sugyas, because Rashi holds, let's say, that you need a daifim choshev, you need the space of 4 out of the 7 filled up. And the Rana Asakasha, l'chayr, if 4 out of the 7 is alts roiv, then one should need 3.51. 3.51 is a roiv of 7. If the shear of 7 tvachim is a shear kisha le'atzmoy, one should need slightly more than roiv. Why would you need 4 tvachim? The Kudin Rashi seems to be that the Shir is not just the Rosh Hashanah, the Shir is Zayin Tvachim. It could be that the physical reality of Rosh Hashanah in a Sukkah defines Sheva Tvachim as the Shir, but that's a Shir Kishra La'atzmoy. It's not just a way of reflecting the reality of having Rosh Hashanah. Therefore, one needs, if there are seven Tvachim, seven pieces of one Tefach, one needs Roiv, the way Rashi seems to say it, Roiv of those Tefach-sized boards to be put up in order to render it a Mechitza Chashuva. The point is not the Roiv of the space of Rosh Hashanah. The point is the Roiv of those pieces of wood which are a Mechitza. That's a Nikud. We'll leave that for Daf Zayin in the Tishah. Just wanted to point out in the same context. Shi'urim are not only that we use the physical fruit as a marker for how big something is, how big a Kiyum Mitzvah has to be, how big an Aveira has to be, and so on and so forth. But it's also the Goyrim itself, to a certain level, it's the Goyrim itself of that halacha. If the physical reality of Eitzvah is Kach, then that creates a halachic reality called Kach. One is a result of the other. It happens to be the Svarim HaKadoshim talk about also the Shiva Minim in terms of a higher perception. The Ramami Panu relates the Shiva Saminim to Sheva Sviros, like we have. We'll learn in Masechta Sukkah, the Sheva Ushpizin, Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, Hashem Yosef David, Chesed, Gvura, Teferes, Netzach, Hoyd, Yisoid, Malchus, and the Ramami panel relates these seven to the Sheva Saminim, Chitos, Keneged Chesed, Soiris, Keneged Gvura, which is why the Yimei HaSvira, which Yimei HaDin, is Keneged the Karban HaOmer. The Kavan Eimer was from Soyer, and after that we reach Chesed, which is Kita, after 49 days of Yomim. Geffen is Teferes, Teino is Netzach, Rimoin is Hoyd, Eretz is Shemen, the Zayis is the Midah of Yosef, is the Midah of Tzadik Sarevam. The Svarim relate that also to the fact that the Shloishes Rugolam HaKanei Avam Yitzhav Yaksim, Chanukah is connected Yosef. The Parshias that are always read in Chanukah Parshias, Vayeshev Miketzah, the Parshias of Mechiras Yosef, Yosef being Oymed Binasoyin, Erzet Shemen Dvash, Zayis, the nest of Chanukah, of Shemen Zayizok, the Shaitz Yosef and Dvash, the ultimate Mesikus, which is the Malchus of Hashem Mizgala, that's the Midah of Dovid HaMelech, Midah HaMalchus. So there's a reality, of course, there's a deeper reality reflected in Peres Eretz Yisrael, but in the halachic sense, what that means is that the halachic reality is created by the physical reality of Eretz Yisrael. That's the ultimate reality. The ultimate physical reality that we're supposed to contend with is the physical reality of Eretz Yisrael. The physical mitzius of Eretz Yisrael will be kaveh the halachic definitions of each mitzvah. That's l'chor the halach over here. And memelo, even if something someplace else would be different, that's not the physical reality which will be kaveh the mitzvahs. The same way we're saying that even Zayin Tvachim of Rosh Verubay, the Rosh Verubay, the being that that's the general, the standard Chazal say of Rosh Verubay, that itself becomes the Shir of the mitzvah. Not that that's just not that it will be totally always in the Rosh Verubay, and then the Roiv will be a Roiv in the halachic definition of seven, not just a roiv of the space of the Shiva being defined by the words of the
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.